What am I doing here?
Mr. President, your team asked me here today to give you a little coaching on some elocution. You're going in front of the TV cameras in a few moments, and there's a new word you'll be seeing on the teleprompter. The new word is actually an old one, a very old one. It's a letter from the Greek alphabet. It's Omicron. That's what the new COVID variant has been named. So let's give it a try, huh? Just repeat after me. Omicron.
Omicron.
Well, that was a good try, Mr. President, but it's a bit off. That first syllable isn't it's om, like the electrical term or the chant, om, right? So let's try it again.
Omicron.
Sir, why don't we break it down? As the old adage goes, a cinch by the inch, hard by the yard. Just think of the word in three simple parts. O-me-cron. O, like in, oh, I spilled my insurer. Me, as in middle of a nice nap. And cron, like in chronometer, like that Rolex you're wearing. By the way, it's 35 minutes slow. Let's try it again. Omicron.
Omicron.
One more time, Mr. President. Put them all together nice and easy. Omicron.
Omicron.
Sir, it's just seven letters. That's four more than three, two more than five. I know it's a big ask, but... Hey, Dr. Fauci, could you join us over here, would you please? You're a medical professional, a globally recognized expert. You've got a wall full of advanced degrees. Why don't you say the word for the president? He knows you, he trusts you.
Omicron.
Holy shit. The two of them don't have the brains to blow hot soup. I'm fucking out of here.
The safari park.
You're killing me, Larry.
Hello, Larry.
Hats off to Larry.
Larry. Fucking Larry.
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 Larry. Larry, get into bed now.
Come on, Larry.
Folks, there was no digital trickery in those clips of Biden or Fauci. Those were direct recordings from the presser they just gave on the new COVID variant. Both of them mangled the word, a simple word, a word any seven-year-old should be able to read and pronounce. But maybe not a 79 and an 81-year-old. Could that be the problem? Maybe neither one of them were ever really that bright. But they expect us to trust them with our lives. And millions of people do. How can this be? Biden and Fauci's inability to pronounce a simple word, that's just the tip of the iceberg of their incompetence and their mendacity. When you hear the meat of Biden's speech, you should be worried, maybe even terrified. Let's have a listen.
When I was elected, I said I would always be honest with you.
That statement begs the question, what about before you were elected? Was he lying then? Yes, he was. Constantly. Same as right now. Remember when he said he would never mandate vaccinations? And then did? And cost millions of people their jobs? Well, that wasn't very honest. The moment somebody says, to be honest, or to be perfectly honest, that's a red flag. Instead of the customary imperfect lies, they're going to polish them up, be perfectly dishonest.
So today I want to take a few moments to talk about the new COVID variant, first identified last week in Southern Africa. It's called the Omicron.
If he flubbed the word once, okay, anyone can make a mistake. But as you'll hear, Joey screws this up four times in 10 minutes. In between the mammoth lies he tells.
The very day the World Health Organization identified the new variant, I took immediate steps to restrict travel from countries in Southern Africa.
Well, Joey may have taken steps, but they were, as usual, halting, teetering, aimless steps. He did not shut down travel to the U.S. from that region immediately, but he could have. Why didn't he?
But while we have that travel restrictions can slow the speed of Omicron.
There it is, just a thin minute into his speech, and he fucks up that word again.
We have the best vaccine in the world. the best medicines, the best scientists, and we're learning more every single day.
Well, that's probably true. People come from all over the world to our top-notch medical facilities. But our track record with this virus sucks. 780,000 dead thus far, the most of any country in the world. India has almost four times the U.S. population with about half the COVID deaths. Indonesia has nearly four-fifths our population, but we have five times more COVID deaths. We have 30 times the death rate of Vietnam. What are all these countries doing that we're not doing? Has anyone looked into that? If they have, they've probably learned something. It makes them look kinda stupid. Seems all those nations favor early treatment over vaccinations.
And we'll fight this variant with scientific and knowledgeable actions and speed, not chaos and confusion.
Well, that would be a change of pace because it's been chaos and confusion with Joey and Fauci right from the start. Mask, don't mask, no vax mandate, then a mandate, then get vaxxed and you're bulletproof. Remember this one?
The various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Ooh, that's a biggie. The vaccine does not stop infection or transmission. But not according to Joey.
A year ago, America was floundering against the first variant of COVID. We beat that variant significantly, and then we got hit by a far more powerful threat, the Delta variant. But we took action, and now we're seeing deaths from Delta come down.
What does he mean, deaths are coming down? The CDC just said the number of COVID deaths in 2021 have exceeded last year, when there were no so-called vaccines.
The best protection, I know you're tired of hearing me say this, the best protection against this new variant or any of the variants out there, the ones we've been dealing with already, is getting fully vaccinated and getting a booster shot.
Is it? Then why have there been thousands of people around the world fully vaccinated, some fully sick, some fully hospitalized, some fully dead? Even his own spokeshole, Jen Psaki, was fully vaxxed and still got the coof. Maybe Jen and the rest haven't figured out how to become booster persons.
A fully vaccinated booster person is the most protected against COVID.
What's a booster person? Maybe it's a new gender? A cheerleader? Somebody who helps you climb a wall? Who knows? It's Joey talking. Don't look for logic or truth.
Now's the time to get vaccinated and take your children to be vaccinated. Every child age 5 or older can get safe, effective vaccines now.
You hear that? Get your safe, effective vaccines now. He's confident, emphatic, like a booster person or a carnival barker. But just when he tells you it's effective, he tells you they have no idea if those vaxes and boosters will do jack shit to protect you from Omicron.
Well, it will be a few weeks before we know everything we need to know about how strongly the existing vaccines protect against the new variant.
Holy fucking shit. It'll be weeks before they know if current vaxes work. But in the meantime, get them anyway, because any jab is a good jab. This is incredible. But wait, there's more.
Dr. Fauci is with me today, of our medical team, and believe that the vaccines will continue to provide a degree of protection against severe disease.
Somewhere deep in that trepaned and hair-plugged skull, Joey knows he made a boo-boo, so he tries to lay it off on his bestie, Fauci. He might be soiling his Depends. Listen to the word choice, the words he puts in Fauci's mouth. He believes the vaccines give protection. Imagine a mechanic just did a brake job on your car and said he believes it will be safe. Would you drive it? Joey says he believes it will provide a degree of protection. Not protection, a degree of protection. Look at that. two weasel words in one short sentence. He may be senile, but he can still sling the bullshit. Will those new brakes stop my car, Mr. Mechanic?
To a degree.
And as additional protections, please wear your mask when you're indoors, in public settings, around other people. It protects you, it protects those around you.
Since those safe and effective vaccines do not stop infection or transmission, mask up and stay masked until the end of fucking time. But wait, there's more. Just when you think Joey can't possibly heave another shovel full of lies at you, he does.
In the event, hopefully unlikely, that updated vaccinations or boosters are needed to respond to this new variant, we will accelerate their development and deployment with every available tool.
This is beyond. He just admitted they don't know anything about Omicron. So in the meantime, pump yourself full of existing ineffective drugs and get ready to roll up your sleeves for more experimental concoctions. And rest assured, Joey and Fauci believe those new crapshoots will also provide a degree of protection. Since Joey's approval ratings are in the toilet, largely because he's blamed everything on unvaccinated Americans, his puppeteers doubtless told him to cool it, shift the blame away from potential voters, for God's sake, and instead, well, hey, blame the world.
To beat the pandemic, we have to vaccinate the world as well. We've shipped for free more vaccines to other countries than all other countries in the world combined. Now we need the rest of the world to step up as well.
You hear that, world? Get your shit together. Joey says so. Be a booster person. And don't mention those non-compliant Indians and Japanese who cured tens of millions of cases with ivermectin and other therapeutics. They don't count.
Facts, facts, facts. It's the only way.
The Delta variants and now the Omicron variant all emerged elsewhere in the world. So we can't let up until the world is vaccinated.
Got it, world. Joey's gonna ride your global asses until you do what he says, because he's the boss man. And all those billions of people around the world who survived the virus and have natural immunity, screw them and their antibodies. What Joey and Fauci say goes.
We're in a very different place as we enter the month of December, this month, compared to where we were last Christmas.
Joey, he doesn't know what month it is. In the video of this clip, he actually has to look down at his notes to confirm the month. I'll post that video at thatlarryshow.com. You can see for yourself, it's at about the 735 mark. He's now commanding the world to take experimental drugs. He repeatedly mispronounces a simple word 4 times in one 10-minute talk. Oh yeah, he also has the nuclear codes. He goes on to tell us how much better off and safer we are this Christmas than last Christmas, especially the 19 million kids from 5 to 12 who are now safe from an illness to which they were already impervious. Then he opens the floor to questions from the press and checks his notes so he can be sure to call only on booster persons who will throw him softball questions pre-approved by his puppeteers. It is a symphony of fakery and fuckery. The final question is about what's being done regarding international travel and the variant. Well, it's almost nap time, so he throws it to Tony.
Well, there's a lot being done. I'm going to turn to Dr. Fauci to answer the last question about what's being done. Doc?
Oh, how folks, who is that, huh? Calls them Doc. They're buddies, pals. Betcha Tony calls Joey Prez, maybe Prezzy.
We already have in place when people come into the United States, they have to be tested before they get on and they have to show vaccination documentation.
Documentation? Why?
Documentation.
Is that a tough word for Tony? No, because he almost said vaccine passport, which is what he means. But again, Those pesky polls show that Americans don't much like the idea of vaccine passports, so he says documentation instead. Maybe he'd rather use the Hitlerian papers, please. But Fauci does not stammer on his next big word. He's got that as fucked up as his boss.
Even before Omicron.
There it is. Omicron. You can't make this shit up. There's more from Fauci, but listening to either Fauci or Joey is nauseating. I've had enough. You've probably had enough, too. The adventure continues, and it appears there is no end in sight. None of these oracles ever say it, but the common cold is a coronavirus which has never been cured. COVID is, of course, a much more nasty and lethal virus. Those who choose to be vaccinated should do so because they want to, not because they're forced by Joey's mandates. Hopefully it provides them protection, but the words believe and degree, modifying that protection, tripping off the tongues of so-called leaders, well, that does not inspire confidence. And whether those leaders are too stupid or too lazy to learn the correct pronunciation of a new variant, that's also troubling. Most troubling of all, more Americans are now dead post-vaccine than pre-vaccine. What protection do we get from a lying president, from politicians, and the criminals that run pharmaceutical companies, all of whom make false claims and have from the beginning? Their claims, which began as
nearly 100% safe and effective,
those claims have now degenerated to take the shot, cross your fingers, be a booster person, and shut the fuck up. It's become surreal, Kafka-esque. What's next? Damned if I know. Thanks for hanging with me once again. It's always great to be with you. For hundreds more episodes, show notes, images, and videos, slide over to thatlarryshow.com. While there, click a subscribe link so you never miss an episode. If you'd like to help me keep the lights on, fight commies, and expose their lies, click the Patreon or PayPal buttons and join the Take No Shit Dojo, from whence this show emanates each week. If you prefer to donate via U.S. mail, there's also a P.O. Box address on that show page. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and No Agenda Social. You'll see links to all of them at thatlarryshow.com. If you'd like to leave a voicemail, the number is 302-715-2779. Email is thatlarryshow@gmail.com. My friends, stay strong, stay healthy, and most of all, be wary, be skeptical. They're already proven liars. They're not going to change. I'll see you next Wednesday or thereabouts, and until that time, take no shit.